Part 5. Family. Mother. Eleanor Louise Cowell. Eleanor Louise Cowell was born on September 21, 1924, in Philadelphia County, Pennsylvania, and had two sisters, Julia and Audrey. Her father was reportedly an aggressive and abusive man to his family, and her mother suffered from crippling depression, even undergoing electroconvulsive therapy to treat it. At the age of 21, Louise fell pregnant and had to tell her parents, who were unsurprisingly not pleased. To this day, no one is sure who the father factually was, as much as Louise tried to throw out some names. Lloyd Marshall, Jack Worthington. Some family members had even speculated that her own sadistic father impregnated her, but this was never proven. At first, the family considered an abortion as the appropriate response, but after much contemplation, she decided that she was going to have the baby, even though she was debating with herself whether to give it up for adoption or keep it. She gave birth to Theodore Robert Cowell on November 24, 1946, at the Elizabeth Lund Home for Unwed Mothers, initially letting her baby go for 3 months and returning home, devastated. Her father told her to go back and fetch her son, which she did, and they collectively decided that it would be best to raise him with the least shame to the family, showcasing him as their own son, Samuel and Eleanor's, even to relatives. However, by the time little Ted was 3 years old, believing that his mother was his sister and his grandparents were his parents, Louise decided that it was best to leave the home and raise her son on her own, changing her surname to Nelson and moving to Tacoma, Washington to live with her cousins, Alan and Jane Scott. She allegedly made the decision after noticing that Ted was taking after his violent grandfather, particularly when his Aunt Julia, Louise's sister, woke up with knives laid out all around her with Ted smiling at her from the foot of the bed. In 1951, she met Johnny Culpepper Bundy at an adult singles night at Tacoma's First United Methodist Church. By the end of the year, Louise married the hospital cook, who also officially adopted Ted, who became a Bundy, much to his disappointment. Louise and Johnny had 4 children of their own, which meant that Ted was the only child out of 5 in a household who did not share the same father. He distanced himself from the family as much as Johnny tried to interact with him, and later told a girlfriend that his stepfather wasn't very bright and didn't make much money. The role of a father figure had been permanently tainted by the violent and sadistic Samuel Cowell, his grandfather, who he used to believe was his father, which left a lasting impression on Ted's mind. Throughout his childhood, Louise took notice of her son's withdrawal from the family, but could never have guessed what was festering inside of his mind. While Louise enjoyed being at home and looking after her children, she eventually landed a job as an administrative assistant at the University of Puget Sound, which Bundy attended for a short period, around the same time that allegations against him started piling up. When he was convicted of the Florida murders, she exclaimed, "Ted Bundy does not go around killing women and little children, and I know this too, that our never-ending faith in Ted, our faith that he is innocent, has never wavered, and it never will." When she started doubting his innocence after his 3rd death sentence, she said, "If he killed all those lovely young women, we have several beautiful daughters of our own. We know what we would feel, and it's a terrible thing. And he wasn't raised that way. He was raised in a good, loving, caring family. We still love and care for him, But we want to know, what caused this? On the morning of Ted Bundy's execution, he had permission to make 2 10-minute phone calls. He called his mother first, who had chosen not to attend the execution. And when his ex-wife, Carol Ann, refused a second call, he chose to call his mother again. In the first call, Bundy said, "I'm so sorry I've given you all such grief, but a part of me was hidden all the time. But the Ted Bundy you knew also existed." In response, she said, "We just want you to know how much we love you and always will." The majority of the first call was spent on messages that Ted wanted his mother to relay to friends and families. Shortly after saying goodbye, the phone rang again. He told her that God's spirit was with him and kept apologizing for the other part of him that people didn't know about. Her last words to him were, "We're all praying for you. You will always be my precious son." Once Ted was executed and his remains scattered, Louise answered an interviewer's question about what she thought about his death. She said, "I think this is barbaric. What good does it do? It's legalized murder is all. It's not a deterrent. They've been killing people for thousands of years, and what good has it done?" She remained in Tacoma following her son's death and stayed an active member of Tacoma's First United Methodist Church. While her community remembered her as a good person, she received piles of hate mail and harassing phone calls for being Ted's mother, causing her to move to a new house at least once with her family. When Stephen Michaud and Hugh Ainsworth had collected their interview tapes with Ted, they played it for Louise to hear, saying that she just sat there making these little sounds like someone was squeezing a mouse, and that once they were done, jumped up and said, "Who's for apple pie and ice cream?" A bizarre experience. She didn't say any more about it and continued insisting right up to his execution that her boy could never have done any of those things. She clearly had the capacity to compartmentalize. "I wondered if there was a genetic component in her son's ability to do the same thing," Michaud said. Louise died on December 23, 2012, at the age of 88, after years of battling a long illness. She was buried in Mountain View Memorial Park in Lakeview, Pierce County, Washington. Rest in peace, Eleanor Louise Bundy, 21st of September, 1924, to the 23rd of December, 2012. Father, unknown. Ted Bundy's father's identity has never been confirmed. Louise listed Lloyd Marshall, an Air Force veteran and salesman, as his father when she gave birth to him at the Elizabeth Lund Home for Unwed Mothers. Later, she said that the father was Jack Worthington, an old money war veteran. Many, including family members, believe that the true identity of his father is Samuel Cowell, his grandfather, and that the ambiguity in evidence was to avoid this twisted truth about her traumatic life. Ted Bundy was reportedly teased by a cousin in childhood about being a bastard child, something that he mentioned in passing to a girlfriend. On a trip to Burlington, Vermont in 1969, shortly after Diane Edwards had broken up with him, Bundy sought out his official birth records, finally seeing for himself that his father's identity was unknown. In his interviews with Stephen Michaud, the Ted Bundy tapes, before his execution, he said, "This, of course, this illegitimacy issue is, for the amateur psychologist, it's the thing. I mean, it's so stupid. It just bugs the shit out of me. I don't know what to do about it." While he may have tried to mask his rage and resentment towards his mother for being an illegitimate child who was, at first, made to believe that his grandparents were his parents, His actions reflected his true feelings and reaction to learning about this information, snapping something inside of him to become a very active serial killer. Adoptive father, Johnny Culpepper Bundy. Johnny Culpepper Bundy was born on April 21, 1921, in Elizabeth City, Pasquotank, North Carolina. His parents were Charles H. Bundy and Ludi Haskett, and he was one of seven boys and five girls. When Louise met him in Tacoma, Washington, he was a hospital cook who had previously worked in the Air Force and was everything that her father wasn't. He was kind, gentle, and humble, and shared the same religious beliefs as she did. They met at Tacoma's First United Methodist Church in 1951, and he soon proposed, marrying her by the end of the same year. They had four children together, and Johnny adopted Ted as his own son, doing his level best to show him that he cared about him as any father should. He took his family on camping and fishing trips and invested a lot of time and effort into them, but Ted wasn't interested, always calling him by his first name, Johnny, and never Dad. Johnny died on May 7th, 2007, at the age of 86. He was buried in Mountain View Memorial Park in Lakewood, Pierce County, Washington. His wife, Louise, was buried there with him in 2012. Rest in peace, Johnny Culpepper Bundy, 23rd of April, 1921, to the 17th of May, 2007. Grandfather, Samuel Cowell. Samuel Cowell was Ted Bundy's maternal grandfather and lived in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with his wife Eleanor. He was the oldest of seven children, born on September 23, 1898, and was originally from Chicago, Illinois. He was enlisted in the Army on October 24, 1918, and released on December 3, 1918. His sister, Virginia Bristol, said that his and her own brothers feared him and that she always thought he was crazy. He married Eleanor Longstreet in 1923 and had three daughters with her, Louise, Julia, and Audrey. He was initially employed as a railway clerk and later as a landscaper. He was a talented gardener who had a passion for alpine plants, one of the few things that he nurtured. Friends, family, and neighbors recounted what an abusive, aggressive man Samuel Cowell was, who was known to abuse his wife, children, neighbors, and neighborhood animals. He reportedly shouted at hallucinations at times, alluding to the possibility of being schizophrenic or psychotic. He would kick dogs until they howled, swing cats by their tails, and violently abuse his wife and daughters, which is why many speculate that he is Ted Bundy's biological father. Julia recalled how he would get so mad with the people that worked for him that he would jump up and down while screaming at them. She said that her father was more of a verbal than physical tyrant, recalling only one time that he was physically violent with her because she had slept until 9 a.m. He pulled her out of bed so hard that she allegedly fell down the stairs. I doubt if my mother ever got the chance to express her opinions about anything, she said. Louise Bundy said that she regularly heard him shouting at their mother downstairs, and that he did beat up on my mother once in a while. When Louise got pregnant, Julia said that her father told the family not a word, and that it was never spoken of. Like Louise, my father was so concerned with image, I don't think his pride will allow him to speak of it. The family debated for 3 months about the baby boy, Ted, and it was Samuel Cowell who insisted that Louise fetch him and bring him home to raise as his own. When family members asked about the origins of the new adopted baby, Samuel was enraged and acted like a madman. Ted admired his grandfather, saying that he believed him to be a prime example of a man and head of a household, and further expressed that he clung to him and deeply respected him. For the first 3 years of his life, Ted Bundy made an impression of what it meant to be a man, which included animal torture, violence to women, pornography, and throwing rage tantrums to get your way. Samuel died on December 19, 1983, at the age of 85, apparently not knowing much about what Ted Bundy had become. Family members hid newspapers from him, and Louise said that she never told her father about any of Ted's charges. He was buried at Lafayette Hill, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Rest in peace, Samuel Cowell. 23rd of September, 1898 to the 19th of December, 1983. Grandmother, Eleanor Cowell. Eleanor Miriam Longstreet was born on February 16, 1895 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and was the second born of five children. She married Samuel Cowell in 1923 and had three daughters with him, Louise, Audrey, and Julia, who she loved dearly. Her husband was reportedly a very abusive man, often beating her around, resulting in her suffering from depression and having to go for electromagnetic shock therapy. Over the years, her mental health deteriorated to the point of developing agoraphobia, a severe anxiety disorder where she was unable to leave the house. Eleanor died on April 25, 1971, at the age of 76, and was buried in George Washington Memorial Park Cemetery in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Rest in peace, Eleanor Miriam Longstreet Cowell, 16th of February, 1895, to the 25th of April, 1971.